Moving Forward Family Services in Surrey is putting on a women's group offering a free 8-week online group dealing with stress, anger, mental health, relationships, and self-care. I've got Syra who's on the phone. She's an intern with the group. She's a counseling psychology student. Syra, first of all, why the need to put on this 8-week program?
At Moving Forward, we do put on, you know, a lot of other programs, and I think it's important not only for other reasons, but I think also because of COVID and stuff, you know, people might be feeling isolated and mental health might be more affected. Doing it over an online platform like Zoom, it's kind of more comfortable, I guess, for a lot of people, because when you're meeting people for the first time, I guess it would be a little bit unnerving for some people.
Totally. It's almost like that baby step. You're taking, putting your foot in the water a little bit, like you said, introducing yourself, admitting you have an issue, but it's not fully booking with a counselor, having to drive there, which could be a big, scary step for a lot of people. So
exactly.
Like you said, let's deal with, you know, like one topic, which was interesting, stress. So how do you guys in this program, how do you go about kind of tackling these issues?
Basically, like our first session, for example, is going to be talking about psychoeducation. So what is psychoeducation? It's basically information given in session as a tool to educate. This can be done through providing, you know, exercises or homework tasks where our clients will be encouraged to learn or discover information that can help them become more independent in their journey, you know, towards working on their mental health. The other topics that they'll be learning about will basically, you know, we'll start with the same thing, like, you know, give them a little bit of background and education on that specific topic. So we might talk about like stress and like, you know, how it affects you, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, stuff like that.
Right.
And then from there, like, you know, eventually we'll facilitate a discussion with the group members, and they're free to talk about their own experiences, you know. And I just want to also mention that even if you're in the group, it's not mandatory for you to answer a question if you don't feel comfortable. If you just want to, like, you know, sit back and listen to others talk, that's completely fine. So it's you know, we want to make sure that everyone's comfortable and you know, that they feel, you know, secure in the environment and that they feel safe.
And like you said, too, to actually be able to talk about it, because sometimes it's hard to like talk about these things with our husbands. They don't understand, or like even our girlfriends, you don't want to bring down the cocktail party. So that's so great.
Right.
Like, this is an open space. That's what it's for. Get things off our chest. So what we're in, obviously, you know, coming off the pandemic, which has been for many of us the most stressful time of our lives, probably.
Right.
But when we're talking about stress, just in general, you guys do counseling there. Like, what stresses are you seeing right now in 2020 that women are dealing with?
One thing that I would say is that I think women, a lot of women forget to take care of themselves because they're so busy handling multiple roles and responsibilities. So like you said, kids and stuff. And so, you know, some people don't forget that, like, you know, I also need to take care of myself. So that's why one of the topics that we will be covering in the group will be self-care, because I think we all instinctively know, you know, what self-care is and why it's important. But then it's like, oh, like, you know, I maybe I'll do something for myself tomorrow.
Yeah. because that's so true. And just that, so giving us some of your, you know, counseling advice, how do we incorporate then self-care? Because, like, I'm a new mom. You know, it's so cliche, but I work full time. I get home. I got to put the baby down. I got to make dinner. I feel like I'm my mother saying all this. But what are some simple tips you give, say, in this group to try to have more self-care for ourselves?
Well, I think practicing, like, mindfulness and, like, not feeling guilty about the fact that you're trying to take out some time for yourself. So maybe, like, you know, if you're a mom and, like, you know, your husband can, you know, watch the kid for maybe half an hour, maybe, you know, you can do something that you like. So maybe that could be basically anything, right? Like, I don't know, getting your nails done, getting your hair done.
Shopping.
You know, shopping. Doing, if you like meditation, even for, like, mindfulness, we do offer, like, some free one-on-one psychoeducational coaching programs. So one of them is mindfulness. So if somebody wants to learn more about how they can incorporate that in their day-to-day life, even while handling all these different roles and responsibilities, that's definitely something that they can look into.
That's great. That's awesome. Trying to train the brain, like you said, when you're you start the day off, your mind's buzzing with that to-do list, how to switch it so it goes away from that more to mindfulness first. Like that would be amazing.
Right. Like there's something called chore meditation. So basically, even when you're doing chores, you can just you can use it as a time to relax. So for example, if you're washing dishes or something, you can just notice how the water feels on your hands as you're washing the dishes. Oh, it's nice and warm. Mm-hmm. So you get that feeling.
Your husband's why are you moaning while doing the dishes? Mind your own business.